All right, quarter to six and 63 degrees. We used to call it the best 5 minutes of the day. We call it the first five now. Yeah, beyond the information, the weather, and headlines bottom of the hour, how you doing? How was your weekend? We're always interactive in the Whip Blake Up Show. Let me know if you got a joke, especially 715-396-1670. The rain in Milwaukee was no joke. I just read the story for our news for WDOGO FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com. Wow, I didn't know. My hometown of Milwaukee, Wauwatosa, they received over 14 inches of rain at Timmerman Airport as of yesterday afternoon. You can't handle that. 14 inches. Sometimes it's like, wow, it might be an inch, 2 inches. 14 inches. Somehow they played the Brewers game yesterday. I know they got the dome and all that, but the parking lots were just... And a great come-from-behind win for the Brewers from down 5-0 to win 7-6. But wow, 14 inches. I heard the story of one woman on top of her car, like screaming. WTMJ apparently let the law enforcement know they were able to rescue her. So continuing, again, the National Guard being dispensed there by Governor Evers to help out. Also, I don't know, I've got a little smartwatch my daughter gave my wife and I here. My kids, I guess, gave us. It was presented by one child, but apparently on behalf of all of them recently. And the big thing I use it for is it, like, tells you how well you slept overnight. And when I press on it today, it's, you know, it says you slept 5 hours, 46 minutes. You got a score of 86. And then it breaks it down into how much you are awake, REM, light, and I'm like, do you ever get it where, do you have that at all and then disagree with the watch? Like, how does it know? That's an amazing. But anyhow, I was just like, oh, I didn't think that the night's sleep. There we go. Just touching on that. But it is time for Today in History. This is the day in 1929. Babe Ruth became the first to hit 500 homers. Also, we mentioned in our headlines the alligator Alcatraz in Florida, and some in the religious community asked for them to close it down. Well, the first federal prisoners arrived at the island prison Alcatraz in San Francisco Bay on this day in 1934. Ronald Reagan also in the Today in History today. In 1984. A joke by President Reagan during a mic check for a paid political radio address caused a great deal of concern. What was the joke? Here it is.
All right, my fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Yeah, that was not a Cold War funny. It was not. And so apparently it created distress and alarm. President Reagan says, I was just joking. All right, our devotion finally this morning on August 11th from Robert Morgan's On This Day. A Curious Romance reads like this. Theirs was a curious romance, spiritual but not sexual, ministerial but not marital. Francis and Claire were celibates, evidently in love but unable to marry, who joined forces for Christ. Claire was born in Assisi, Italy in 1194, growing up at a palace. When 16, she heard St. Francis preach and was deeply moved. She sought him out and he spoke of her of spiritual things. For 2 years, he visited her often in her home. On Palm Sunday in the year 1211, Claire pulled off her beautiful clothes, donned an ash-colored robe, and slipped from an unusual gate on her parents' estate. She found her way through the darkening woods to a spot where Francis awaited her. There, she joined a group of Benedictine nuns. Francis prepared a home for her in the chapel of St. Damien just outside Assisi, and according to some biographers, Claire never left the cloister for the remaining 40 years of her life. Entertaining those seeking spiritual help, Frances, too, visited often. She grieved deeply at his death, but lived another 30 years, confined to a bench from a leg disease. But from that bench, she taught, counseled, and prayed while sewing linens for churches. In 1249, her cloister was attacked by marauders intent on ransacking and burning it. Showing no fear, Claire had herself carried to the door where she prayed resolutely for protection. The invaders scrambled from the walls and retreated. Another tradition, an odd one, developed from her deathbed. From her room in San Damien, she reportedly saw and heard solemn midnight mass being conducted in a basilica miles away. In 1958, citing his ability to receive images and sound over distance, Pope Pius XII proclaimed Claire the patron saint of television. Wow, never heard that. Her more common title has been the Little Flower of St. Francis. She died on this day, August 11th, 1253. But her sisters, the Poor Clares, are serving the needy to this day. Closing verse, Matthew 5:3-5. God blesses those people who depend only on him. They belong to the kingdom of heaven. God blesses those people who grieve. They will find comfort. God blesses those people who are humble. The earth will belong to them.
Collins, fly ball, deep in the right field. Isaac Collins, it is a walk-off home run.
Brian Anderson on the FanDuel Sports Network as the Milwaukee Brewers, their third straight sweep of a series, their ninth consecutive win. Isaac Collins capped off a big day with a walk-off homer, giving the Brewers a 7-6 home win over the Mets.
Okay, weekend recap here on WWIP and a Make Us Laugh Monday. And my usual Saturday morning breakfast at Randy's with some friends. And then also I returned Sam's lunch to him. We had similar Tupperware containers here on Friday. And I accidentally took his. And so I got him back his. But he enjoyed mine in the meantime. I'm like, hey, I took it. So go ahead. Unintentional, but nonetheless. Lunch at Hangar 54, celebrating some July birthday, so we had six of our seven members of our family, though it sounds like Michael's making his return after being gone since May, due to come back tomorrow, so we'll welcome him back. Made another zucchini casserole, because you got a lot of zucchini, so you got to make it while you can, and then Sunday, Peggy, I joined her for a four-hour round trip to Delano, Minnesota, where she brought the word and a Teamwork Africa update, and also played some Super Scrabble with two of my kids yesterday.
Well, there you go. Busy weekend. I know we dodged the raindrops on Saturday, got some errands run, and then kind of the big to-do over the weekend, it was my mom's birthday yesterday, and so just enjoyed a lot of family time together. I got out to the splash pad at Moon Lake Park in Rice Lake, so the kids enjoyed that for
fun.
A bit, and then we took a walk by the Red Cedar River. Mom loves the outdoors, so it was great to get a long walk in, and of course, there was some football tossing because we're Swensons, and that's kind of what we do. We can't just walk. We've got to do something else while we walk. But enjoyed that, enjoyed the cake, enjoyed time together with family, and planned out. We're taking some vacation time this week, so got a little plan done for the meals while we're out and about, and certainly looking forward to that this week as well.
There we go. Weekend recap. Well, we've got reaction this morning. Restaurant staff were asked some of the silliest, goofiest things they've heard customers say in their restaurants. We've got a handful for you.
Let's just preface this by saying God bless everyone who works in service industries, because you put up with a lot when you deal with humanity on a daily basis. For instance, someone said, "Can I get a bacon, egg, and cheese on an English muffin, but no bacon?" And the server said, "Okay, an egg and cheese English muffin." They said, "No, a bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin, just no bacon." I said, "That's exactly what an egg and cheese is. There's no bacon on it." They said, "Yes, but I want..." And then they interrupt him. "Okay, you got it. Anything else?" At some point, you just have to punt and just say, "Sure, sure."
Oh, boy. All right. Also, apparently, once restaurant staffer heard this comment, was asked, "How much horse meat is in horseradish?"
I've always wondered that.
Hmm.
Restaurant staff sharing some of the oddest, weirdest, but true things customers have said. One customer kept pronouncing asparagus as aspergrass.
Huh.
Haven't heard that pronounced before.
No. Another one here, this comment, a lady next to me at Applebee's ordered fettuccine Alfredo. The restaurant staffer says she was shocked that it was made with the cheesy white sauce. She told the server that she always makes it at home with regular red sauce.
That's how I do it at home. You should do it that way here. And finally, server said, a customer told me, "I want my burger medium rare with no pink."
Good luck on that.
How's that going to work out?
The Whip Wake Up Show on a Monday. Make Us Laugh Monday. If you've got a joke, we're still open. 715-396-1670. And I guess in some ways, having a zero Rotten Tomatoes score is kind of a joke of a movie, huh?
I guess so. I mean, what do they have? The Razzies or something like that?
Yeah.
For the worst movies? And
this might be a front runner.
It might be.
Yeah, so some good news for what will probably be the worst movie of the year, War of the Worlds. The 2025 edition no longer saddled with a 0% Rotten Tomatoes score.
It was a 0%.
Yeah, last week, word was that the new Ice Cube film about aliens invading Earth to steal data had a 0% critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. Well, a few more critics have seen the film, and now it has a whopping 4% positive score.
There you go. Last week's general audience score of 17% has risen to 22%, meaning about one out of five regular movie watchers said, yeah, sure, liked it.
So it prompted some discussion in studio. What was the worst movie we saw? Here's one thing. I remember my dad going back to the 70s, and they'd gone to the theater and had been packed to see Jaws. I remember him coming back and saying, wow, we were in the front row, and that was tough, you know, looking up. And then another time they went and saw an Al Pacino movie called Bobby Deerfield. And I remember Dad coming home going, that was the worst movie I've ever seen. And so for me, it would be, I really like the show Lost in Space, kind of 1960s okay. television. And so when the movie was out with Matt LeBlanc from Friends, I was like, hey, you know, Lacey Chabert from Party of Five, I'm like, looking forward to it. And as I was watching the movie, still to this day, for many years now, I have said that is the worst movie I've ever seen. It was just like the TV show. I don't know. Was it because I was a kid? But the movie just massively disappointed.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember something where you say, wow, that just was not uh-huh. worth the time to watch. Uh-huh. I mean, I think there have been movies as I've gotten older, I realize, you know what? I'm just going to bail on this.
Yeah.
If it isn't grabbing me soon sure. enough. There was probably a Transformers movie or something where I mm-hmm. said, why in the world did I? Michael Bay, it's like, with apologies to him, it's like, why did I waste 2 hours of my
yeah,
life
right.
you know, with this? But yeah, I don't know. I always sometimes with movies where it's like, wow, that was terrible. But I remember as a teenager, my friends and I would sometimes purposely watch dumb movies
oh, yeah.
just so that we could laugh sure. at them and sort of, you know, because then you don't have to worry about, hey, be quiet. I'm trying to watch this. We would kind of make fun of them.
Right.
Not in the theater, of course, but, mm-hmm. but yeah. So I don't know, but let us know.
Yeah, let's throw it out to the listeners. Yeah. 715-396-1670. Well, it turns out, Caleb, most of us are just creatures of habit.
We are indeed. I sit in the same spot in church every Sunday morning.
Yeah, you know, most people will do that. I can think of, and I didn't give my birthday shout out, my friend Chad Schiffer this morning, turning 55. Happy birthday, Chad. But it turns out he and his wife, Elaine, will try to sit in different places, and it kind of throws
That's
people.
That's smart, yeah.
My friend Chad Schiffer this morning, turning 55. Happy birthday, Chad. But it turns out he and his wife, Elaine, will try to sit in different places, and it kind of throws
That's
people.
That's smart, yeah.
And sometimes they'll sit someplace where other people are like, hey, that's my spot. Well, 8 in 10 adults are creatures of habit, eating an identical breakfast every day.
Sticking to the same style of clothing.
And even insisting on using the same mug.
And hopefully listening to the same radio station every
yeah.
day as well, too. We appreciate that.
That is a good habit. Now, some of this may be called into question. It says here that 4 in 10 go to bed at the same time each night. Okay, I can believe that.
Sure, but it also says 56% sleep on the same side of the mattress every
yeah.
night, and that I don't get.
I don't either.
I feel like that should be way, way higher.
Right? I mean, usually if you're married, like, one's got this side, the other's got this side. You're not switching sides.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely not. It's
no.
kind of like, no, that's my wife's side, that's my side.
I know.
So, and then, of course, if the two-year-old decides to come into the bed at some point during the middle of the night, apparently he just, you know, he makes like the H in between us and just kind of kicks
yeah.
us both out.
Right. Oh, boy. So, anyhow, we are creatures of habit.
We are indeed.